I'm joined by phone by Eileen Ivers, who will be in town with her group Immigrant Soul on Thursday, March 10th at 8 p.m. at the Baumhart Theater, bringing her version of Irish fiddle tunes and performance to Kentucky. Eileen, that's a fair way to say it. You'll bring in your version of Irish fiddle playing.
I suppose, Alan. Yeah, although obviously it's based in traditional Irish fiddling and music, and certainly the concert is taken from there, and the group Immigrant Soul is definitely founded on those principles. But we do like to show parallels in the music, Alan. You know, with some, you know, underpinning grooves that the band and I kind of go off on, and even the parallels in, from, you know, Irish music and how it's influenced a lot of music, and, you know, it's really part of Appalachian music, bluegrass music, and that. So, yeah, it's not just purely traditional. We get into other things as well.
Well, as a young person growing up, you were truly based in the traditional Irish music, weren't you, in New York?
Exactly, Alan. Yes, I learned from a great Irish fiddle player, Martin Mulvihill, and he taught hundreds of kids around the New York area where I'm from, and very much, yeah, based there in the tradition, did a lot of competitions and that when I was a kid, and yeah, it grew from there.
Well, it's such a melting pot there in New York, and specifically the Bronx, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. I'm from the Bronx, County Bronx, the 33rd county of Ireland, probably.
So you found a way to incorporate many other sounds and into your music and performances, but that's reflected also in the musicians that you play with.
Thank you. You're so right, Alan. It's true. You know, Irish music has so much emotion and rhythm and melody. It's so strong in those points. And we love, you know, sharing stories about the tradition and that, but it's also a living tradition, you know, it's fascinates me how it has incorporated itself into different music, and we do throughout the performance go into other Celtic nations, you know, music from the northern part of France, for example, up in Brittany, one of the Celtic nations. We'll do a French-Canadian set of tunes with Strathspeys that are more from Scotland, but live in Cape Breton and that as well, and some, you know, kind of quirky, odd-metered Quebecois tunes. I mentioned bluegrass earlier, a set of tunes that really showcases the, like an Irish traditional hornpipe meeting an Appalachian kind of old-timey tune that, you know, the audience will hear, you know, the very, very similar kind of connection there with the melody and, you know, maybe being a bit more stripped down in the bluegrassy version that came after that. And, you know, we'll get singing some a Bill Monroe song in the mm-hmm. in the concert. So we do like to kind of just show the folks the real journey that the music has taken and how it's really a founding block there of a lot of today's music.
Well, you certainly win people over in Kentucky playing Bill Monroe-inspired music, and especially during his, I think it's his 100th anniversary.
Oh, wow, Alan, I didn't realize that. That's a very good point. Of course, Kentucky, naturally. It's funny, we just had a concert 2 days ago out in Minnesota, and, you know, it was really, really fun. We did the tune out there, this set of tunes. It's actually Rocky Road Blues, which is a song I just love that he does. And it's great, no matter where, you know, we're kind of playing that. You know, yourself, folks, just really respond to the honesty of the music and just the joy that's in that. So it's kind of fun in the medley of tunes that we've kind of put together. It really kind of shows the journey of the music. And, of course, it's a big foundation of American country music.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, I'm talking to Eileen Ivers, and she'll be in town with Immigrant Soul on Thursday, March 10th at 8 p.m. at the Baumhart Theater. As someone who approaches traditional Irish music from the outside, I do hear that what you would call, I've heard you call it deedle-deedle type of music. Playing that fast, to me, seems like you can't have much emotion involved in the performance because you're too busy playing the notes. Is that true?
Oh, Well, obviously, in the show, we're not all, you know, all the time playing at warp speed or anything like that at all. If anything, I think it's a well-crafted, you know, thoughtfully put together performance of a lot of emotions. I mean, there's sets of tunes that, for example, an immigration set that begins with a poem, an unaccompanied slow air on the fiddle that dates back to the time of the Great Famine and hunger of the 1840s, and slowly kind of morphs into, obviously, a little bit more upbeat, joyous tunes, but we really try to describe, like, so many immigrants, like my parents, that had to leave Ireland. My folks left in the 50s, and today in Ireland, you know, we have a house over there that we've had for many years, and we're very connected to Ireland, and, you know, you see a huge migration that's happening right there now that's, you know, beyond proportions that happened even in the 80s, which the last big leaving, you know, took place that in the 50s. It's very interesting, but it's sad. It's a sad state of times, but yet in the concert we try to focus on the resiliency of the Irish people, and of course in the dance music there's so much joy, and we'll definitely, you know, get to that too, you know, where tunes are being played really in a very improvised manner, and sometimes very, very fast, and the tunes and the notes are kind of flying around, but certainly not all the tunes are like that, and sure. And there's a lot of songs in the show, and we encourage audience, if they like, to sing along at that. Some is very, very audience friendly tunes, and also we're joined by some wonderful Irish step dancers that we've worked with before. Yeah, actually the McClanahan Irish Dancers, championship Irish dance kids there, and I think, you know, the dance is a very important part of our tradition, so we love to showcase that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a very varied performance that you'll have here at Balmoral Theatre on March 10th. Do you change your set a little bit as you get closer to St. Patrick's Day?
Not particularly, Alan. We do change the set, you know, to keep it a bit fresh for the band and I. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important when you perform, you know, you really want to enjoy, like, we have a huge passion for performing, and I think, you know, audiences constantly, you know, comment on how much fun we're having on stage and that they feel a part of it, and it's a very, very interactive night, which is so important. So, you know, the set might change a bit from night to night and incorporate different tunes, and I think that's important, but yet it's always, you know, there's some tunes we'll do, like Riverdance. We've been doing a lot of steadily in the shows, the Rocky Road set, tribute to the bluegrass tradition. Sometimes we'll do the immigration set. We'll definitely be performing. So, you know, but it's important, I think, too, to have sets that you can really also improvise in the moment, like the set of tunes we call the Gravel Walk. I kind of will use the violin through some electric sort of guitar effects and get a little wah-wah pedal action and a little fuzz in that, just to really showcase the instrument as well and kind of what that can do. And so it's honestly, it's such a fun experience to play on stage, and we just really love to just get out there. It's a great privilege and blessing we feel.
Mm. Do you play on one particular violin, or do you change depending on the song, perhaps a hard body violin for the electronic effects, or do you have one that you use throughout the performance?
Yeah, I usually now I've got recently, about a year ago, an acoustic violin, but it's kind of fitted with an electric pickup on the bridge. So it's a really nice balance, Alan, of kind of being acoustic, but yet I could be wireless and move around the stage and interact with the band members. So that's a nice hybrid of. I'm really enjoying the sound, and it sounds very, very acoustic in the house. So that one I probably play 90% of the show. Mm-hmm. I have a backup blue violin that's it's not solid body, but I never really kind of took to the solid body so much. Mm-hmm. It was a bit too for me, but this works really well with effects if I choose to go there, or octave pedals and that. But you know, like as doing a stripped down air or something maybe more mid tempo, it's beautiful on. It really speaks and has a nice kind of acoustic quality to it, and yet can really rip when the reels are flying and, you know, the attack is there. You hear every note, for better or for worse, you hear everything that's happening. So it's kind of good.
Well, Eileen Ivers, I just want to ask one more question. As a, I'm passionate about playing the ukulele, and I've acquired UAS, ukulele acquisition syndrome. I wondered if you suffered the same with violins and fiddles.
I do, Alan, and I feel where you're at because I love mandolins and banjos as well and fiddles. I have a ridiculous amount of violins here. And it's great, you know, each one is kind of like a new friend. You pick up and it feels really good. And, of course, the acoustic that I've played since I was like 10 years old is definitely the baby and, you know, I always go back to. But it's good. I mean, as you well know, it's an extension of your personality when, you know, the instrument and the sound that's coming out of there. And so, yeah, I'm a big kind of collector myself, so I'm with you.
Well, I've kept you way past 11, so I want to thank you for your time. And Eileen Ivers, I hope that you and your group Immigrant Soul will enjoy your concert Thursday, March 10th at the Balmar Theater.
Oh, Alan, thank you. I know we will. We're really looking forward to getting back to Louisville. So thank you for having me on, and thank your listeners for supporting the music.
Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul will be at the Balmar Theater March 10th. Number to call is 502-584-7777 or kentuckycenter.org.